Astro vs. Next. JS. Which framework should your business choose in 2026? When planning a new website, one of the first technical decisions businesses face is choosing the right framework. Two names consistently appear, Astro 5.x and Next. JS 15.x. Both are highly capable and actively maintained, but they solve different problems. Choosing between them isn't about finding a universal winner. It's about matching the right tool to your goals, team, and cost structure. Based on Astro 5.x and Next, JS 15.x as of mid-2026. Benchmarks are general. Real-world results vary. The core architectural split. Astro ships zero JavaScript by default. Components hydrate only when you explicitly opt in. Client. Load. Client. Idle. Client. Visible. Next. JS still ships 85 to 120 kilobytes gzipped client router and hydration runtime even with React server components reducing the bundle. Astro is framework agnostic. You can mix React, Vue, and Svelte on the same page. Next. JS is React only. And while both support SSG and SSR, Next. JS adds incremental static regeneration, ISR, and partial pre-rendering, PPR, which pre-renders a static shell while streaming dynamic content into slots. Performance. Why the numbers matter. Astro. The zero JS advantage. Astro renders pages as static HTML with no JavaScript shipped unless you explicitly add interactivity. For content pages, time to interactive, TTI, is essentially the same as first Contentful Paint, FCP. No hydration step exists. Real-world sites routinely hit Lighthouse scores of 95 to 100. For businesses spending heavily on paid search, a faster largest Contentful Paint, LCP, directly improves quality scores and lowers CPC. The performance advantage is financially measurable. Next, JS, the RSC improvement. Next, JS 15.x with React server components and PPR cuts client-side JavaScript significantly versus the old pages router. But it still ships approximately 70 to 90 kilobytes before any app code. For a simple blog post, that's overhead with no user-facing benefit. For interactive apps, dashboards, checkout flows, the comparison flips. Astro's islands hydrate individually, which works for isolated widgets but becomes awkward when state must flow across the page. Next, JS's unified React model handles shared state naturally. Build speed at scale. Astro's Vita-based pipeline stays fast even for thousands of pages. A 10,000-page doc site builds faster in Astro than Next, JS. TurboPack has improved Next, JS dev server startup, sub-second HMR, but large production builds remain slower for content-heavy sites. When Astro wins, marketing sites and landing pages ship 0 kilobytes JS versus 80 to 150 kilobytes in Next, JS for the same content. Documentation sites. Starlight, Astro's docs theme, is the ergonomic standard. TypeSafe front matter via content collections beats Next, JS's MDX configuration overhead. Blogs and editorial, content collections API gives automatic TypeScript types at build time. Portfolios and microsites, mix React, Svelte, or Vue components natively via islands. Teams avoiding vendor lock-in. Official adapters for Cloudflare workers, Netlify, Node, JS, AWS Lambda, Dino. As versatile pricing concerns grow for scaling teams, portability matters. Astro's weak point, authentication, session management, database queries at request time, or real-time features push you toward external systems. You're building a headless architecture around Astro, not using a framework built for it. When Next, JS wins. SaaS applications. Server actions let you write mutations directly in components without a separate API layer. Next Auth, Auth. JS, integrates tightly. RSC plus server actions plus middleware equals complete architecture. E-commerce, ISR caches product listings at the CDN. PPR streams personalized carts and recommendations dynamically. Internal tools and dashboards, company locate API logic, UI, and caching in one codebase. Large React teams, hiring, libraries, and patterns all assume React. Astro works with React but requires mental model adjustment. Personalization and A/B testing. Edge middleware modifies responses based on cookies, geolocation, or segments before the page is served. Next, JSIS trade-off. App router complexity has grown substantially. The use client, use server boundary, async server components, and shifting caching behavior changed meaningfully across V13 to 15, create a fragmented learning curve. Teams report 2 to 4 week slowdowns during app router migrations. CO considerations. Both frameworks support server-side rendering, static generation, metadata management, sitemaps, structured data, and fast delivery. Search engines crawl both effectively when implemented correctly. The difference is performance quality, not inherent CO limitation. Server-rendered architectures outperform traditional client-side rendering for accessibility and performance. Image optimization. Both have built-in solutions, Astro's Astro, Assets and Next, JSIS Next, Image are production grade.